now that you're in that afterglow of caregiving and looking back, are there things that, you know, what advice would you go back and tell yourself now?
Oh, this one's so easy because when, as everybody knows, hindsight is 20/20 vision. Exercise as close to every day as you can and to make it non-negotiable. Even if you have to get up an hour earlier, the change in your brain's chemical makeup, it cannot be underestimated. And you're also going to have you're going to have greater stamina and energy to get through your day to day. I wouldn't find comfort in all you can eat dining experiences. Sometimes I just wanted to, I think, numb out and turn off, but there's a healthier way of doing that, like maybe meditation, and meditation's calorie free, which is fantastic.
I think that, like, you know, I'm definitely struggle sometimes with the emotional eating part, but the thing with caregiving too is that you don't know how long this is going to last, this journey. And if you keep, you know, filling yourself with comfort foods, that could be, in your case, it was years. If you had done that, I would imagine you would have, you know, seen a lot of different health implications from that. Were you, during caregiving, were you able to squeeze in some of the healthy practices like exercise and things like that? Or is that something that you just wish you would have done back through it?
The exercise I wish I would have done, that I did not do as often enough. Occasionally we would do family bike rides, but if I could have done that every day, that I think would have made the biggest difference, because now that I'm doing that, I feel such an energy and a strength from it that I can only imagine what it would have done for me when I really needed it the most.